Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Show, The Connection, coming to you live from the Voice of America on Tuesday, July 21, 2015. I'm Tungamile Nkomo.
And I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we discuss the issue of disability among young Zimbabweans, some challenges they are facing, but also their triumphs.
So everyone, let's get connected on Twitter and Facebook using the hashtag TheConnection. Our Facebook page is VOA Studio 7 and our Twitter handle is at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on our WhatsApp. That number is +001-202-465-0318.
And to give us your contribution live on air, you can give us a call at the following number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Give us a call and we will call you back.
And of course, as usual, every single day, we're also streaming live on air. You can find us at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and also on voandebele.com.
Again, this is your favorite youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington.
Indeed, Ntunga. And the World Health Organization defines disability as an umbrella term covering impairments, activity limitations, and participation restrictions, adding that disability is not just a health problem. A recent survey by the Ministry of Health called the National Survey on Disability and Health found that 1 out of 13 Zimbabweans have some form of disability, Ntunga.
Yes, Ms. T, and that same survey showed the stark challenges people with disabilities are facing, finding that 39% failed to proceed past grade 7, and only 18% reached Form 4 and limited access to proper health care for some. Young people with disabilities are often denied the chance to attend school, secure work, and fully participate in everyday activities. So tonight, we are opening up this forum, along with our guests and you, of course, the listeners, to highlight some of these challenges and what can be done to overcome them. Kwaziwa iwaterere, nasi mchirongwa atiriku tarisa dambudziko. Ririkusangana, matambudziko, ririkusangana nevanu, vagare maramu penyu. Tinenge, tine vamwe vavo, pano apa. Pa chirongwa chenyu chevechidiki tichikurukura uye tichipana mazano kuti chingaitwa zvikuru sei nehurumende kubatsira vanhu ava. Lichona njani, twakazomuhle kuhlelo lwavasakhulayo lamhlanje, uhlelo The Connection, uhlelo lwenu. Sikhuluma ngodaba lwavasakhulayo abagogekileyo. Sikhangela ikakhulu ukuthi esikhathini esiningi bahlangana lendubo eziningi ezibenqabela ukubana baphile kuhle, kungaba ikuswelakala kwemisebenzi, ukungatholi zonke indingeko abamele ukuthi ngaba yazithola empilweni ukuze bekhone ukuphila impilo engcono benqobe ubugoga babo. Yilo udaba esingalo lamhlanje khonapha kuhlelo lwenu lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Nxa lifuna ukusixhuma cingweni ukubana sibonisane phela, lingasithinta kunombolo ezithi 001-202-619-2077. Inombolo njalo 001-202-619-2077. Lisithinte kuleyo namba nxa lifuna, ngoba siyazi airtime yahlupha phela. Nxa lifuna silifonele back, liyasitshela, then sizalifonela ke back bese siyaxoxa. kumbe lingasithumela incwadi ku WhatsApp kunombolo zethu ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Yebo ke, Ms. T, ilo udaba esingalo lamhlanje.
Thank you there, Ntunga. And I think at this point, we actually have our first guest who is joining us all the way in Leeds, United Kingdom. That is Abraham Mateta. And he is with the Zimbabwe National League of the Blind. And he's the Disability Rights and Advocacy Officer. Abraham, thank you for joining us on The Connection this evening.
Yes, hello.
Thank you so much. And Ntunga, of course, Abraham is with the Zimbabwe National League of the Blind. Can we talk about what are some of the issues that you as a youth, I know, of course, right now you're currently in the UK, but some of the issues and challenges that you as a youth in Zimbabwe has faced? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay, we're just asking if you can talk about some of the issues that you have faced as a youth in Zimbabwe.
Okay, thank you very much. Good evening, listeners. You see, when you are talking about issues to do with disabilities, the main issues that arise have to do with access to opportunities that others do have and are exposed to. And there are multiple challenges that we can highlight, but I would like to single out first of all the fact that a child with a disability is less likely to be educated when compared to their non-disabled peer. Then you are also looking at issues to do with attitudes. As the society, we still treat disability as synonymous with illness. And this is made more difficult by some of the definitions that you will find especially offered by health experts who normally would not want to distinguish between disability and illness. So at a government level, I think Zimbabwe, people with disabilities face exclusion because of the absence of policy that address concerns of persons with disabilities. Of course, we have ratified as a country the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, and we have enacted a constitution which attempts to talk about disability at length, but there is no policy to give effect to those documents.
But as an organization, Abraham, are you really pushing the government to adopt some of the policies that you are talking about, you know, policies that can enable you as, you know, disabled people?
In fact, I would like to say that since I joined officially the disability rights movement, as I would like to call it, one of the things that we have worked indefatigably to do is to ensure the inclusion of disability issues, starting from even the times of the constitution, the constitution making process. We have been pushing for government to ensure inclusion of disability into the constitution. We are still doing a lot of advocacy around issues to do with disabilities. For those who will remember, we had a case which involved the exclusion of blind civil servants in the census on grounds that it was thought that their visual impairment would not make them able to to participate as enumerators in the census. And it's, we are engaging the government at various levels through difficult and different strategies. You will remember, Ntungameli, if you were following events, that at a personal level, together with a colleague called Masimba and five others, we also took the government to court when we thought that the method under which the blind were asked to vote was actually discriminatory, and we won the case at the Supreme Court. So we are using various strategies to engage the government, be it advocacy, lobbying, litigation, all of them with a view to ensure inclusion of disabled people. And I would also want your listeners to know that when we fight for disability rights, we are not bashing the government incongruously. I was part of the process that led to the National Youth Policy. And if you read the current National Youth Policy, it actually calls for the inclusion of disabled people at a level of 10% of all the programs that are done concerning the youth. So at that level, we are trying, but what we are saying is there is no coordinated government policy on disability, and there is no coordinating department really besides the Department of Social Services, which is overstretched and understaffed to deal with disability.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Abraham. Just hold on the line.
Our second guest, Mushirongwa Tatenda, Praxedis Pasina, Arikuweza, Praxedis Ndoe, Center for Disability. Oh, sorry about that. You know, Praxedis is one of the disabled youths. And she's one of our guests today. And we are talking to Praxedis from Weza. Praxedis, wakadi yako?
Tiripo kuti makadiyo.
Aiwa, tiripo edu. Kurisei kuweza uko?
Kuweza kunungo daro wako mchana.
Ndizvo zvo. Tinoziva kuti, you know, pane matambudziko akati one day. Vanhu vakaremara avari kusangana nao, and tambokurukura earlier muchirongwa chedu chenhau. Asi pachidimbo mbotitaurira mamwe matambudziko muri kusangana nao zvikuru sei kumaruva uku.
Kumaruva kunoku kuri kunetsa. Chokutanga ndechekuti maproject ari kuitwa nevamwe muno mumuweza hatisi kumaona kumadisabled acho. Ari kungogumira kune vanokwanisa kufamba. Saka vamwe vedu vanoda mawiricheya. Saka kunenge vanenge vachida mawiricheya, vamwe vanoda makaripazi, vamwe vanoda kuenda kuchikoro. Saka nekunenge kusina nzvimbo dziri padhuze.
Hapana masangano akazvimirira ega here ikoko anombobatsirawo zvikuru sei nemawheelchair anenge ana gyrosteer and you know mamwe acho?
Hakuna ba. Hatisakatombomaona.
Ipapo Ntunga, as you see, Praxedis is saying they are facing the challenges of not being able to access even simple things as wheelchairs, and then also be not being able to participate with government or projects that some are doing. Sisi Praxedis, makambotaura ne wekuhurumende here?
Hurumende yacho tichati tinoenda nekupi nekuti hapana kumwe kwatinonanga navo. Muti vakaremara vachina vanotoyo nekuno kwandiri vachiti nhai mitoita sei. Ndichiti na ndichatanga ndanyatsonzwa kuti zvinofambiswa sei.
Uyakhuluma lapho Praxedis uti okuhluphayo ikuti kabakwazi ukuthi baye ngaphi. Kodwa ke zikhona inhlanganiso ezitshiyeneyo ezimela abantu abagogekileyo, mhlawumbe bona yikungazi ukubana zitholakala ngaphi njalo bengaqonda ngaphi. Kodwa sibuze umnumzana Abraham Mateta. Vama Teta, sisi praxedisa pari kuti yino kuhwedza uko vanhu vakawanda vechidiki vakaremara havazivi kuti voenda kupi kunotsvaga rubatsiro pindura ipapo. Hello, Abraham.
Hello. Ndangandiri kuti ichocho chavari kutaura ichokwadi. Nyaya iripo ndekuti masangano mazhinji ane chekuita nezvevanhu vakaremara ari kusiya vanhu vekumaruwa panze muzvirongwa zvavo. Saka uchaona kuti zvizhinji zvinongoitwa zvichipererawo kumadhorobha. Asi chimwe chandinodawo kuti ndibve ndakumikidza ndechekuti dai zvaibvira hurumende yedu dai yaregera tsika yekusiyira basa revakaremara kumasangano akazvimiririra. Nekuti tinenge tichitarisirawo kuti munhu wese anobhadhara mutero, anobhadhara kuhurumende, zvese zvinoitikira kuhurumende. Saka hurumende dai yanga yaonawo vanhu vakaremara yoregera kusiyira basa iri kumasangano zviya zvatinongonzwa kuti ava ndeve kwajiri. Ndinofunga kuti izvozvo zvinogona kutibatsira kuti senyika upenyu hwevakaremara huenderere mberi maringe nechisungo chavakanyorerana pasi muUnited Nations United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities.
Uyakhuluma lapho Abraham uthi ngakwenzakala ukuthi uhulumende aziphe umlando wokuphathisa abantu abagogekileyo hatshi ukubatshiyela inhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa, ngoba esikhathini esiningi ngokutsho kwakhe inhlanganiso lezi zisuka zikhangele kakhulu ebantwini abatholakala emadolobheni kodwa abemaphandleni zibachiye phandle. You know, we know you are in England, Abraham, and how would you compare the policy structure between the United Kingdom and Zimbabwe when it comes to, you know, catering for disabled people?
Well, people here have gone a great deal in terms of their policy. They have enacted the Discrimination Act, which is now part of the Equality Act. And I think in terms of service provision, they have gone a great deal. But, you know, what I wouldn't want to do is to suggest that people at home are incapable. I just believe that it should just take policymakers to come up with coherent and constructive policies on disability. And I know that some people always say that, you know, there are a lot of resources that are needed for disability inclusion. But the truth is, it must start with the right attitude. And then that attitude will actually make it clear that even in the little resources that we have, we will also look at disability as a priority area. Now, I will give you an example. There is the Gender Commission, there are various commissions, and even the Human Rights Commission itself. Those commissions, first of all, we do not have anywhere where you have something like a disability commission. But even in those commissions, there is no way they have streamlined their work to consider issues to do with disabilities at a policy level. So you will find that issues of disabled people are not looked at. And, you know, where you find people talking about disabled people, they are trying to say, ah, you know, these people, they want this and that and that. Yet we have enough disabled people who can speak for themselves. It really begs the question why we find that our systems are still reluctant to put on board disabled people in decision-making positions.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Abraham. Just hold on the line. Ntunga, we have a caller, Awa Mutetwa, who's in Harare. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very, very well. Thank you for joining us on The Connection this evening. Go ahead and give us your statement or your take on this topic.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Concurring with Mr. Mateta, I am of the opinion that the government stands to benefit a lot from simply empowering persons with disabilities, youth with disabilities in particular, than struggling to give them, you know, public assistance and many other gestures of philanthropy, in a way. And what government should simply do is to simply revisit its policies, ensuring that they empower persons with disabilities. Just copying from the best practices within the region, you know, Namibia, you know, South Africa, of late Swaziland, and a few others. So my suggestion in a nutshell is that let's try within the policy environment that we have, like we have the indigenization, you know, policies and programs. You have your ZIM assets. Now, riding on the somewhat progressive constitution that we now have, it was widely anticipated by progressive forces within the disability fraternity that the government would come up with the formidable policies like within their ZIM asset policy, infuse very tangible targets and indicators for persons with disabilities. However, what we only saw was a cursory mention of disability, and it ended there. When then you ask government to do something to persons with disabilities, they will tell you that they don't have money. And I, for one, understand that government will never have money for charity, even if it gives or devotes $6 billion to charity, it will never solve that problem. The issue is that several persons with disabilities in this country can work, they can be productive, they can fend for themselves, they can fend for their own families, they can pay tax to government, and the government seems to benefit from them. Unfortunately, due to shrinking, you know, employment opportunities in the country, persons with disabilities would need legal or legislative support, like we saw in women and the other marginalized groups. For instance, the only opportunities left in this country mostly are in the informal sector. Men or youth are now taught, are now indie. But you can't be taught on a wheelchair, mind you. Some very illicit and unbecoming behaviors are being, resorted to by, unfortunately, by other men and women, like prostitution. These trades are somewhat difficult to persons with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the best way to go is to legislate and legislate empowerment.
Thank you so much, Wamtetwa. We really do appreciate your contribution there. We appreciate that very, very good contribution, of course. Many good points there.
Yeah, indeed, Ms. T. Mm-hmm. We also have our third guest, Obeke Zela Nkosana Kobulawayo. Obeke, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Yebo, mfowethu.
Yeah, asikhulume ngendaba zama attitudes indaba zobandlululo. Lukhona ubandlululo elihlangana lalo kungaba lungaba luvela emphakathini kumbe lungaba luvela emsebenzini. Lukhona ubandlululo elihlangana lalo.
Okay, msebenzi isindele kanje.
Yebo baba.
Okay, sharp. Problem iqala khonapho ekutheni abantu ma into bengayizwisisi bayeshawa kumbe abayifuni phansi kwawo le disability abantu aba-understand abantu babengela lwazi so i-society ayikwamukeli ma ule-disability whether sikhuluma esikolo ma ufunda esikolo lesi bangasithi ama-normal schools ezijwayelekileyo nje ubona i-attitude yabanye abantwana kuzoba nzima ukuthi ube labangani even ama-teacher babengakuphathi ngendlela okufanele babekuphathe probably maybe kube kune-special treatment or something kumba abanye bevele bengakuthandi sometimes amabizo akhona azisetshenziswa ama-derogatory terms angavunyelwayo kumbe asuka lina zimuntu ukuthi sikhangela into ifana yenzekalo lokuma-workplaces nxa kulento efunakalayo wena uyabe uqhatshana ukuthi qanje izizo kakhulu lwasekucineni ngoba uyaqhangela as liability to company ikanti ukuswelekela kwe-infrastructure really yikho okwenza ukhanye ukuba disabled because ama-buildings awala ma-elevators sokufanele kusetshenziswa ama-stairs so usezagcina ukhuphe imihlangano ngiphule kusa-organizisa into ezinjalo so ma selekukhangele usuyi-liability ikanti a human being uyazifanele nawo it is because i-building ekhona elingisileyo ayisazengelungiswa ukuthi i-accommodate wonke umuntu but that's just physical sikhangele ama-disabilities yekonisa ukuthi kube kuthiwa uyasebenza webby umanaje ka zifizi eyakhi language ma kuyi-sign language and so forth.
Mm-hmm. I see Zabeke. That's Beke Zela Nkosana. They're talking about attitudes that disabled people are getting, be it from the public, be it at the workplace, which is really unfortunate and bad. Because as we say, disability is not inability.
Exactly.
And it really doesn't mean anything negative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we have Mr. Masimba Kuchera on the line, but we have run out of time for this half for our radio listeners. So we'd like for you to join us on the internet, voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, or voandebele.com. To all our guests, please just hold on the line. We'll be coming right back to you after this break.
And to our radio listeners, unfortunately, we have to leave it there. But like Tatenda says, go to the internet and let's continue. Let's get connected. We'll be right back.